What's your greatest temptation? Mine? Simple. And it's not sex. My wife is good to me. It is a chocolate cream-filled donut. I believe it's a Bavarian cream type. The donut itself is chocolate dough. The frosting is chocolate. And the filling is a white cream-filled. I really don't know the actual name of this donut, but I will eat them at any time, anywhere, and any place. Temptation. Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman. It is the David Alliance. Hey, thanks for checking us out. Again, thanks for listening on all the different channels, many radio stations, many online stations. We're on Spotify and the like. But again, please rate the podcast regardless of what platform you're on, and also share it with your friends, family, things like that. Last time I checked a couple days ago, we are being heard all around the world. It just bamboozles my mind, but thank you again. And don't forget, we have our How to Be a Man, or BAM, Be a Man series, Tuesday nights at our home church, Hillspring Church in New Prague. You can catch those videos on our YouTube page, or watch them on Facebook, or watch them live on Facebook. But make sure you check it out if you're a man. It's straightforward to the just to the jugular, really, information. And this last week was how to deal with a Jezebel spirit. A lot of comments on Facebook, from secular people. I love it. I love these comments. These people are nuts. Perhaps they're unsaved and they're nuts. I hope they're unsaved. If not, then they need to get their heart right with Jesus. But anyway, and we got our upcoming End Times Conference, August 16th, 17th, Friday, Saturday. You need to pre-register. We only have room for 200 people, so make sure you check it out. Okay, let's talk about temptation. Matthew 4, Jesus was tempted by Satan. Satan tempted Jesus. Why? Did he really think he would win this fight with Jesus? He would actually pull one over on Jesus? Like, I got him to sin. I mean, why? Why would he even try? We often hear that Jesus laid down his humanity and became a man, and he then lived a sinless life by relying on the Holy Spirit. But what am I trying to say? Satan's behavior agrees with this thought, with this statement. Satan's behavior agrees that Jesus was just a man. He sees Jesus as a man, vulnerable, just like any other human. He believes it is possible to get Jesus to sin because he is just a man. Look, he didn't tempt him in heaven, right? But when he sees that he truly laid down his God nature, gave up his deity, well, here on earth, Satan was like, game on. And Satan goes after him. Satan threw everything, including the kitchen sink, at him, and Jesus just took it and did not sin. He was tested out in the wilderness, body, soul, and spirit. His body, his fleshly appetite, his soul, his ego and reputation, and his spirit, who he would ultimately worship. Satan comes after him, and he's, again, just a man. If he was God, Satan would have never approached him in the wilderness. He would never come up to him and say, hey, let me ask you something. Why don't you just turn these stones into bread? It would be ridiculous, because if he was still God, he wouldn't need to eat. Anyway, Hebrews 4:15 says that Jesus was tempted in every way. Oh, there's probably a lot of ways he was tempted. We just don't have it in Scripture. But again, he was tempted in every way. How many ways have you been tempted? Me, about 400 million. Again, I just can't get over how ballsy it is to seem that that Satan would tempt Jesus. And it's because my mind struggles to see Jesus as a human. But he was. Now, with this truth in mind, my excuses as to why I sin, why I struggle, and why I fall, well, they're kind of up in flames. Jesus was a man. I'm a man. Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit and was sinless. Garth depends on the Holy Spirit, and he's kind of a little sometime, well, trying. Okay, I'm not sinless. No. That's the problem. See, my mind struggles in this void that I can't understand completely, that Satan comes to tempt a man. His name is Jesus. He's given up his deity, his God, his power. That only comes through his dependence on the Holy Spirit. In his own words, I've come only to do my Father's will. And so now, I honestly don't know how he could do this and how I'm supposed to be able to do the same thing. I know I don't always rely in all areas on the Holy Spirit like I should. But again, my point is Jesus was a man, just like you. You're a man, just like Jesus. Here's the hard part. Jesus lived sinless by dependence on the Holy Spirit, and you and I can live sinless by dependence on the Holy Spirit. It just takes, yes, time in Scripture, time in prayer, learning the dependence of hearing His voice, but it also takes this, a true understanding that if Jesus as a man can do it, and He's called me to be like Jesus, and He's called me to be perfect like Jesus was perfect, then ultimately, I also should try to do the same. I should strive, and maybe, just maybe, it's possible. Because like Jesus, I'm just a man. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.